Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. We made it. It's Friday. Good to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We got a ton to get to on the show today. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. How you doing, my friend?
You are the Media Alliance of Houston Sports Entertainment Media Member of the Year.
Yes.
Is this the award that you won last night?
It was Sports and Entertainment Specialist of the Year in Houston.
Basically the czar of sports and entertainment for the year 2024 in Houston.
That's what I've declared myself. At the end, I ran up and grabbed the mic and I said, you all work for me now, okay?
That's right, yeah. That's right. Yeah, listen, minions.
That's right.
And I know you won the award relatively early in the night. And kids, I want you to pay attention to this old school sportsmanship. Some of us might have just walked right out and been like, I got an early wake-up call. Thanks, everybody. Sean stayed the entire time, took pictures afterwards, probably signed autographs, everything. But congratulations on being recognized.
I appreciate that.
I did not realize, for whatever reason, I didn't realize the event you're doing last night was this thing that we had talked about before.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay.
So I felt bad that I wasn't,
it's all good,
that
man.
I didn't give you an immediate text.
It's all good.
Is this going to help Ben and I get chicks or anything? Are we going to get some slough off? What's the deal here?
Let's give it a go. You know what? Let's come by draft week next week. We'll give it a go. I'll go out. I'll let you borrow my Texans WWE championship belt.
Yeah.
I'll carry my trophy around. Ben, we'll need to find some hardware for you. Ben, what do you like in the way of awards hardware? Are you a trophy guy? Are you a medal around the neck guy? Are you a belt guy? What are you?
I've never won anything.
Okay, well, then Ben, I'm going to get you a medal. We'll have a trophy,
medal, sure.
A belt, and a medal.
Yes, that'd be awesome. Sometime when 20 years from now when they do a Behind the Sports radio show,
yep,
and documentary, and they'll be interviewing Brandy, and Brandy will be like, you know, everything was real. We had a great marriage. Everything changed after Sean won that became the czar of Houston sports and entertainment media. And all of a sudden, it wasn't, you know, it's not Seth's fault. Everything was thrown at him after that. You're sideman to Pendergast, and all of a sudden there's just too much temptation.
You're doing blow. There's chicks everywhere. I know, man. This Houston Media Alliance. It was interesting. Like, well, I went into it and I didn't have like a written speech or anything because you don't know if you're gonna win. I was pretty confident, but I didn't write anything down. I had like some bullet points in my head, but the first three people that won before me, I was fourth. There were probably like 25 awards, something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, the first three people that go before me literally got up there and said maybe 5 seconds worth of words. Now they weren't in front of the mic or like in front of the camera people. These were like behind the scenes people that were winning behind the scenes awards.
Right.
So they got up there and they're not like doing what we do on a daily basis, like talking to people in that type of setting. So they got up there, each of them, and maybe said, like, thank you and got off the stage. And I'm like, God, if I go up there, am I going to be the guy where people are, like, looking at their watch just because I've got, like, 90 seconds worth of material?
Right, right. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, that's an interesting. When the bar has been set that low.
Yeah.
Does it? Yeah. What is going too long? Typically, somebody would have already gotten up and gone like 10 minutes.
Right.
So they go, okay, cool. People will look at my 90 seconds like a blessed refresher.
Right.
Like that old Gatorade gum. Remember?
Yeah.
It was good for 90 seconds. And
yes.
Then you're,
the Gatorade gum.
I've got electrolytes in me now. I'm good to go.
And 90 seconds later, I'm chewing Play-Doh. What is this? Yes, it is Gator gum. I love that.
I put it in my mouth guard when I was in fifth grade because, you know, I believed the commercials. So I would put it in my mouth guard, right, so sucking in all that stuff that all the pro athletes use.
This,
you know,
is where I take the next step.
It electrifies your blood is the way I understand
Gator it. Gator gum. Holy cow. I got to check Amazon. That's got to be still available, right?
Like probably.
Yeah, Gator gum. Oh my God!
Basically, so, like sweetens. Yeah.
So, not surprisingly, I did go ahead and do my 90 seconds worth of material.
Was it a thank you heavy or was it a little quip heavy?
No, it was thank you. It was a little of both. Yeah. It was a little of both. I the picture of me, I had to get like a professional picture taken before this for the event, and they had an agreement
like
with
the passport office.
And it's not a mugshot either. No, I had to like put on a. I thought it was just going to be a face shot, so I just wore like. A sport coat and a nice shirt. Yeah. And I had literally these sweatpants on that I have on right now, these dark sweatpants. So I get to the photography place. I'm like, so this is just from the chest up, right? And they're like, well, we'll do some of those, but, you know, we'll do some that are like, you know, down to like the middle of your thigh or whatever. And I'm like,
I don't
okay.
like this guy.
And they knew, knew I had on like Jordans and sweatpants. And they're like, okay.
He's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, we got to get you out of those sweatpants,
dude.
You ever want to make it in this town?
I'll tell you right now. These sweatpants I have on are basically like dark blue or black, and with the sport coat
they're
I have,
more joggers. Yeah,
you couldn't even tell on the picture that they were sweatpants.
It's nice with these, these modern sweats.
Yeah, I had a hand in a pocket, and they look that's. And so they sent me like 20 pictures. The one I chose was actually one where you could see the pants because it looked like suit pants. So that was my icebreaker. Was the picture of me was up on the screen, and I said, I'm so intimidated being in this room full of advertising agencies and executives and TV people, and everybody's so dressed up. I will tell you right now, a confession, those are sweatpants on that picture right there. Yeah. And everybody laughed. And I said, no, they're really sweatpants. Like, actually. And then, I thanked my teammates here at Odyssey, our boss. I thank Parker Hillis and Sarah Frazier for giving me this great opportunity every day.
Yeah.
Cited a line from WWE manager Paul Heyman. I didn't say that's who it was, but I said, you know, I go by the credo that every show is an audition to be invited back for the next show, and thank you guys for inviting me back. That's
pretty cool. I'm glad, you know, somebody might have grabbed that and put that up on the internet already as a Sean T. Pendergast quote.
Good,
you know,
Paul Heyman's going to come after me now. So I thank my sponsons because the agencies in the room handle some
the
of those
people. Appreciate
they
that.
They like that. Yeah. I thank John Granato. Because Wendy Granato was there. You love John. Wendy Granato was there. Wendy won. Yeah. She won Market Manager of the Year for TV. She runs Channel 13. But John gave me my first job in radio.
Yeah.
So Wendy was there. So I said, give John. John wasn't there. I said, give John a message. Whatever hole he's on right now, send him a text and tell him to thank him. And then I thank my kids and I thank my wife. And I said, Amy is the perfect radio wife because she loves sports and she has a high tolerance for weird schedules and ADD. And I thanked everybody else and got off the stage.
That sounds like a good acceptance speech.
It wasn't
perfect.
Bad. It was short. Yeah, it was good. So
The thanking of people is that's where it gets dicey. I notice all these GMs when they get up for their pre-draft speech, they usually do a pretty lengthy acknowledgement of the various scouts and area scouts and everything.
Yeah.
And I always feel bad because it's kind of like having to sit through the credits of a... You remember they used to do the credits at the beginning of a movie?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, all right, yep, all right, thanks. Who's the key grip? Awesome. Okay, good. Can we get the Cowboys shooting people now?
Yes.
Please.
When is Dorothy's home going to land on the witch? Please, all right? The Wizard of Oz did that. Like, oh, God.
Kids. If you ever watch a movie with your grandparents.
So true. I never noticed that before.
They would run, and it was with the worst music, too. Yeah. It was like, let's get some royalty-free music up there for 4 minutes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so.
It was awful.
So it was fun. Big thanks to the Media Alliance of Houston. It was a great event. It was really, really cool. Got to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. So, yeah, man, it was fun. Did you see the helmet leak yesterday on the internet?
I did. I was this is where I'm torn with these things because I actually liked it. I saw that the reception. I mean, on social media, it's always dicey because things are going to skew negative a lot of the time. Yeah. I saw a lot of divisiveness amongst the fan base. I try to remember with all this stuff that, look, man, when you see these leaks, it is not the lighting. It is not the shine and polish. It's not the context of everything else that goes into when you see something for the first time. So I'm almost like trying to scrub my brain of the image so that when I see the full presentation, you've seen the full presentation. Yeah. I haven't seen the full presentation, and I won't until Tuesday. I refuse. So it wasn't an overwhelmingly positive response.
It was,
is that fair to say?
It's interesting. It was very split. You nailed it.
Which
it
is almost always what happens with uniform reveals of any variety.
Especially
but, yes.
on the internet. You know, like yeah. it's, yeah. yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. It wasn't an overwhelmingly positive response. Now, I will say this, that James Roy, James is one of the many, many Texans content providers. He's got a podcast that he does. Called The Bullpen, and he put up a poll, got about 1,000 votes, 55% love it, 17% hate it, 28% indifferent. So the true hate is only 17%, but to your point, like only half the poll loves it. I would say this, to your point, on the helmet, I would say wait and see it with the full uniform. This particular helmet that leaked. This is the Color Rush helmet that leaked. There's an H on the side of it instead of the logo.
It's got the H-Town. The main color of the logo is that H-Town blue.
That's right.
So a lot of people, I thought one of the bigger complaints were people saying that it looked like it was a Titans logo of some sort.
Yeah.
You know,
Font
and everything, and the color is a little too close.
And it's a new H that people hadn't become accustomed to. There was that H that they were putting on a lot of gear over
like
the last
Gothic
year.
Gothic kind of print.
Yeah, and they kind of changed. This is more like an old English kind of H. It's a different H, you know, so... but I would say wait and see it with the whole uniform, which we'll see by next Tuesday. So Cal kind of confirmed that was the actual helmet because there was a, did you see the picture of Cal with his dog?
Him with his dog sitting like down on in one knee, throwing up the H in front of his house.
Dog had a pendant that was about the size of my head around its neck. But what was the Easter egg in the picture was Cal's ball cap, which had the H from the helmet on it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confirming like, I was hearing rumblings like that helmet was like in whatever delivery company was sending the helmets to them. Like someone ripped it open and took a video of it. Like
somebody at some company is probably having a hand examination this morning.
Yes.
Because all you see in the video is the guy's hands, the person's hands. I don't know. So they'll probably just like try to do an analysis of the back of these hands.
Amy pointed out, I'll look during the break. Amy pointed out last night when we got home, she's like, you can kind of see the guy's reflection in the helmet.
You can. You're right. Yeah. In whatever shirt he was wearing yesterday.
Yeah.
He has blue pants or shorts and a red shirt with white lettering on the front. Oh,
real sleuth.
Yeah, they got him. Whoever's that.
Of course.
If that company cares to, if there's somebody who actually cares about or where they are on the supply chain that might have a relationship with the Texans, that might be an issue.
Sean, text message. Sean stopping and yelling at people. Bleep you, you suck. Show begins with what if I told you? The 30 for 30 you were talking about, or the behind the scenes.
What if I told you?
I love that. All right.
Where would the saga of Payne and Pendergast begin? It would probably start somewhere with me blowing up on somebody at the Super Bowl.
Maybe. I don't know.
And you trying to keep Ted from leaping across the table at Rich. There'd be some awkward moment.
Yes! It would be your unbearable moment, and then me like trying to hold Ted and Rich back. They thought these two would be the perfect combination for
Sports
one another.
Radio 610 was falling apart at the seams.
And these two came in to save the day.
Something had to be done.
Right, right. These two came in to save the day. All right, we're off and running on a Friday. Great to be with you. Nick Caserio met with the media yesterday. Oh, boy, I saw you did a YouTube on this yesterday, Seth. Feisty Nick. Feisty Nick is feisty.
He wanted nothing to do with any of us.
I love it. I love it. This is my favorite version of Nick Caserio, the one that gets disgusted with things that we do on a daily basis. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Good to be with
nine
you.
Picks. We'll see if that changes or stays static, but just given our history, it'll probably change at some point. Try to add the right people with the right mindset. We're not for everybody. Everybody's not for us, and that's okay. You know, we're just looking for the right people with the right mindset, that are right fit, that, you know, we think can help us win football games. So not to oversimplify it, but if that's the goal.
That's embarrassing. Early in the show here, kids, what you learned is you two can win a big award here in Houston just by stepping on Nick Caserio audio and forgetting what you told your producer. And
plus, not to mention the YouTube channel right now is just me. There's no Sean Pendergast.
There isn't?
The day after, less than 12 hours after you win Sports Media Personality of the Century from the Houston Media Alliance.
Right, right, right.
They cut you out of the YouTube.
Okay. Well, that's what happens.
Way to go,
man.
Odyssey.
That's what happens.
It's a way to show appreciation for the new czar of sports radio.
Is this where jealousy sets in with everybody, right? Is this where everybody comes after me now by not putting me on the YouTube?
Saboteurs. Like Bob, it's no different than Bob Kraft.
That's right.
It's Bob Kraft calling up his
Belichick.
Folks at Google saying, hey, YouTube.
Yeah.
That is just Sean Pendergast bastard off of there.
Yeah.
You can't trust him.
Exactly like Belichick, man. That's who I am. Six championships, five Jim Rome Smackoffs, and a Media Alliance of Houston award. Six-time champ. So that was Nick Caserio talking about the upcoming draft. Boy, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet because, as we've pointed out, I was busy yesterday. But I'm very anxious to sit down and watch this YouTube that you have of Feisty Nick. This is a banger. Is it true it's an hour and a half long?
It's an hour and a half. Well, I do. This is the thing I do that I never would have, like, whenever you watch any of your tutorials about what you should do on YouTube or whatever, like, none of it's really, it doesn't work for sports. Like, it's all these Mr. Beast stuff with editing and everything.
Yes.
I have no idea why people like it. I just sit and I watch the press conference and then I comment after each question. And thousands of people watch for for an hour and a half or so. But, like, Nick opens up with, like, 6 minutes, a 6 minute monologue. In which he thanks everybody, but also just kind of torches anybody that wants to give a draft grade or make an assessment of anything. Like, a lot of nonsense. I felt the entire time, like, last year, Nick was really disgusted by the misreporting and all of the other stuff.
Yeah.
And this year, he's just got no patience for it whatsoever. No patience for it.
I love this. I love this. All right. So let's do the one about the offseason chatter first, where the words bunch of garbage gets mixed in to this one. Here's Nick Caserio on the offseason chatter.
The offseason and some of the things that we've done, I mean, frankly, it's kind of laughable. I mean, it's so early. I mean, we haven't done anything. So what happened last year has no bearing on this year. So we're focused on right now. We're focused on the present. We're focused on improvement. And I think the players' focus is just on their attitude, their effort, and their commitment to being a good player. So outside of that, I mean, the rest of it is just a bunch of garbage. Hey. Hopefully we've improved the team. We're really not going to know if we have or not until training camp. I would say, and honestly, I think the division, when you look at what the other teams around us have done, done a great job. So, you know, hopefully we can keep pace with what's going on in division as well.
He mentioned us by name during the press conference.
He did.
So, yeah, I don't think that. I don't think he was talking about us.
You don't? No. No. It's everybody else he was talking about, right?
He doesn't know. He never thinks that anything we do is garbage.
Ever.
It's not possible.
Ever. No. We never do any of the things that he's talking about here, like draft grades and report cards. And
we grade the mock drafts.
Power rankings. And,
yeah. We don't.
No, we actually do all of
we go a step further. Yeah. We validate everything. That's the problem. It's not that we're putting out the mock draft. It's that we're validating the mock draft. That's what really makes
I almost
sick.
Feel like him mentioning you and me during the press conference was like a bat signal for one of us to reach out to him so he could then like tell us like personally, like, yeah, it's you with the report cards and the free agency grades. It's you. That's all that I was talking about.
We don't really get into the hardcore like draft grade immediately afterwards and everything just because it is. It's so dumb. And yet it gets so many clicks. So and therein lies the problem. But most people, like, once you follow long enough, you know that this is one of those areas where I think when you're the athlete or when you're the coach or when you're the front office member, I think sometimes you're in such a serious world with football that you take everything on the outside. Even as you're trying to ignore it, I think sometimes people tend to look at it as more seriously than perhaps they should.
Yep.
Like, try to remind yourself that it's all entertainment. You know, it's all entertainment. And yet, for those guys, if I put my cleats back on and remember what it's like, it is all entertainment. And yet, in your world, as the athlete or the GM, people are getting fired every freaking day.
Amen.
So that's the hard part of it too. It's an extreme version, but like a really bad analogy though. Like the extreme worst would be if you're like fighting an actual war, and meanwhile you got people 200 yards away eating popcorn and laughing about like all the stuff that's happening and everything. You're like, what the hell?
Speaking of draft grades, what does Nick Caserio think of draft grades?
Yeah, I think anything that's said outside the building is just noise, so it doesn't really affect our focus, our preparation.
Hey.
So like, we're just focused on our team, we're just focused on improvement, and we're focused on the work. So what people, it's kind of like the draft. There, you know, we go through the weekend. You know, we're going to have on Monday, right, or Sunday afternoon, draft grades, right? I mean, it's the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of.
What?
Like, the players haven't even been in the building yet, and we're making an assessment about their performance.
Exactly.
It's the same thing in the off season. I mean, nothing is won in the off season. You know, it's
Says
all
you.
On paper. It's all chatter. Honestly, it's, you know, fun for you guys, I'm sure, to talk about. But our focus is in the building on the things that we can control, which is the work and just continual improvement.
Payne and Pendergast.
He's literally talking about us.
Payne and Pendergast. Just noise.
I'm sure it's fun for you guys to talk about.
It's totally
like, here
fun.
We are. Yeah.
It's totally fun.
We're
going to
talk about you talking about it, too. It's so stupid. It's all so stupid.
We're going to talk about you talking about it. Yeah, that's the whole thing's dumb, Nick.
It's all, yeah, but Nick, people have this insatiable thirst for the NFL.
Yes.
It's the whole thing, man. It's like people can't, it doesn't make any sense.
Dude,
you can't worry about
shut
how
it
are
down.
People. How are people making a full-time job blogging about Taylor Swift? That doesn't make any sense either.
Nothing
but there's a lot about Nick that's no different than Taylor Swift.
Exactly. I say that
including
all the time.
Including that you're both initially skeptical
sometimes,
about Travis Kelce.
Sometimes I just send a picture of Nick to my daughter, the Swiftie, to see if she's like, oh, it's Tay-Tay. No, it's Nick. I know they're
Nick.
The exact same person. Dude, just shut it down. We're going to talk about you talking about it. It's not going to get any better than that. Oh, that's funny. All right, one more. This one was great.
It really, by the way, though, it is, I think it's an indication where we are with the team as far as there's kind of been an arc where for a couple years there, Nick was really the only person of substance that was talking about the Texans. Nobody knew what to think of the very, like, coach at any given time. And a lot of people would want to hear what Nick had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, D'Amico gets hired, CJ comes along and everything, and Nick kind of, you know, moved back a little bit in terms of what people needed to hear from anything, the star quarterback, the head coach, all of that. But then now I've realized this offseason, just by looking at engagement numbers and stuff, dude. I think now the fervor over the Texans in general is such that it almost doesn't matter who it is. There's just way more intrigue and interest in these guys than there was at any point, you know, since the late 2010s.
You nailed it. That's exactly right. Nick had 2,455 people at one point on Twitter or X,
so just whatever, on the Twitter during the
watching the live
Twitter
stream of the press conference. I mean, you couldn't draw flies to press conferences in the last 2 years, and on Twitter, and he had practically 2,500 people watching in the middle of the day. Watching him give really long answers about the process internally. And be kind of chippy about some of the things that we do.
It really is. I get overwhelmed with this stuff sometimes because Nick does. He gives so much content, but it's all in huge chunks. And sometimes things get lost in the wash. Like I've got let me just open up my editor right here real quick. From that press conference right now, I did that hour and a half saga yesterday, which is way too long. It's too long. I'm trying to edit the clips down to like 5 minutes total. Yeah. Right now I've got 27 clips. That are 13 minutes long total. Yeah. So I got work to do, Sean. Yeah. I got work to do. But there's good little nuggets in there.
Oh yeah, no, he gives you good stuff. It's an Easter egg hunt sometimes, and you got to find it and pull it out. But it's good. This is let's do one more feisty, Nick.
Okay.
This is when he was asked about the signings, the big name splashy signings that he's made this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't really know what that means. I think, you know, when you put the team together, you look at the opportunities that are presented in front of you. I mean, what, Devin Singletary, was that not like a big enough name last year, I guess? So, again, we're looking for good football players with the right mindset that come in here, espouse our philosophy.
Honestly, if we're comparing him to Danielle Hunter, no.
I know.
It wasn't as big a name.
I kind of imagine, like, if I were having a conversation with him, I would say, like, no, it was nice and it was a good pickup, but it just wasn't the same caliber of just bling. Like, for lack of any better word, just bling.
What?
When you look at the names and the desirability or how sought after the three, that's the biggest difference, really, is that, look, yeah, Singletary, people know the name and they've seen highlights and what have you if you play fantasy, but it's not the same as just the flat out dollar amounts that some of these guys were going to command.
Yeah.
You're talking kind of blue chippers versus a commodity running back.
What's the biggest name that they signed prior to this offseason? Probably Dalton Schultz or Jimmy Ward?
Since Nick Caserio.
Since Nick got here. Since Nick got here in 2021.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, for no, 2 years.
Nobody the first 2 years,
right.
You know.
And a lot of it was a lot of journeyman types, guys that were, they would make a lot of rosters in the NFL, wouldn't necessarily be starters unless it was injury or something, or getting signed to a bad football team that was trying to reset.
Yes.
Those were who they signed this year. And then I think they upped it a notch a little bit last year in terms of the quality of some of the...
For sure.
Last year especially, yeah. Last year is when they really upped it.
Yeah.
Like, you took guys that are going to be starters on most teams in the NFL.
Devin Singletary.
Gave them short-term deals. Yeah. And then this year, this is where you actually went out and got some of the marquee guys.
Yep.
And I know that, I think Nick probably chafes at some of the, you know, I think he really has this philosophy of, like, look, until guys get on the team they're on now, and they're, he says, in the building a lot, until they're in the building, until you actually see them perform for your team, as a matter of discipline, I don't think he wants to get too excited about it, because the fact of the matter is that it's just like, being a baseball player, you're simply not going to hit every ball that's pitched. You're going to whiff at times. And you don't know which of the... He knows that he's going to sign a bunch of guys and a bunch of them are going to be whiffs because that's the way it works in the NFL. So why bother, like, parading around in triumph before any of these guys have actually produced?
If I were Nick, too, and I don't think Nick is wired this way, but I know I am, I would be like, hey, man, don't group my splashy signings with the typical splashy signings, like Christian Wilkins... or these guys that are getting contracts that are going to look like garbage in 2 years. Because I will say this about what Nick has done this offseason, is he has managed to have maybe the splashiest offseason of any team in the league, I think without a doubt, especially when you throw Stephon Diggs in there. He you could have argued that before the Diggs trade. With the Diggs trade now, I think for sure you can say he had the splashiest signing or splashiest offseason. he did it without compromising anything. He did it. Look at their draft capital. I mean, other than the fact that they're picking twice in the second instead of in the first in the second, their draft capital is intact this year. Their draft capital is all intact next year. They're not in salary cap hell, nor will they be, maybe until they have to start signing the actual good young guys that they've drafted the last couple of years.
Right,
they,
if it ends up being a good problem to have.
Good problem to have.
Say
yes,
goodbye to guys.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And that would be the part to me where I'd bristle a little bit. It's like, hey, man, don't lump me in with these clowns that are giving $120 million to guys. You know,
that's like, true. Yeah, like we spent our money. We were careful with our money.
That's
we
right.
spent, but we spent wisely as opposed to just throwing boatloads of money at people.
Splashy and smart. Splashy
Plus,
and smart.
There's a part of it, though, too, where sometimes when Nick talks, I just like it because he and I have both had the influence of Bill Parcells hammered into our souls.
Yep.
Because he spent 20 years with Belichick. I spent the first half of my NFL career with Tom Coughlin, and it was beaten into me that you should approach everything with a little bit of a sneer and skepticism. Like, oh, you're going to pat me on the back, are you, huh? Hey, you don't know crap. What, we haven't done crap. What are you guys even done? Whatever. Yeah, great. Give me a compliment, wimp.
And meanwhile, we'll I'm the other guy. Is like, what did they do to you?
Yeah,
The Chevron Championship is the first major of the year for the LPGA Tour, and it's happening this weekend in the Woodlands. Adult tickets start at $35. Kids 17 and under, you're going to get in free. So get out there and watch the best golfers in the world tee it up. In the Loop is out there today. So if you're out there today, be sure to say hello to Landry, and I believe it's still Brandon Scott in this week for John Lopez. Tickets and information.
Yeah, John Lopez saw a sloth yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. Good job, John.
I don't think he's back from wherever sloths are this quickly.
Okay, yeah, probably not.
Was he just at the Houston Zoo?
he's somewhere exotic.
I thought he was actually out in nature. Okay.
Yeah, he is. Tickets and information at thechevronchampionship.com. Headlines up next, uniform leak, Verlander's back. A little NBA for you as well. We got headlines coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, headlines. Nick Caserio met with the media yesterday. We'll get into more of what he had to say of substance about the upcoming draft. Where the team is. Top of the hour, we've got something that he said that I think is going to be music to Texan fans' ears just about where this team is right now. We'll get to that at 7 o'clock. So Nick met with the media yesterday. We'll be digging into that quite a bit throughout the show today. There was another uniform leak yesterday, this time a helmet. The Texans helmet for their Color Rush uniform leaked online yesterday, was somewhat confirmed by Cal McNair with a picture later on with him wearing a ball cap with the logo that was on the side of the helmet. Sort of, in my mind, he was acknowledging, like, yep, that's the Texans helmet. Looked like it was in some sort of storage facility where maybe the helmets were getting shipped from or whatever.
Right, shipped from or shipped to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's...
Someone's got a meeting with their boss today, I would say.
the guy who took it, as was one of our listeners pointed out, or somebody pointed out, who pointed this out? You can see the reflection of the guy in the...
Yeah, Amy said
camera.
That to me this morning. Yeah, yeah.
So anybody wearing blue pants or shorts with a red T-shirt with white letters on the front yesterday, they matched the hands there a little bit, I think it'd be pretty easy to see who it was.
And yeah.
Unless it's the president of the company, this guy might have some issues.
That's right.
And so, if he is the president of the company, he might have some issues with his partnership with whomever.
No doubt. So that leaked yesterday. I would say maybe mixed reviews on the helmet. I like it. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't. I think that's going to be the case in like any uniform drop. I think I don't want to predict what the reaction is going to be on Tuesday. We'll see what the reaction is on Tuesday to the uniforms. Just know that there have now been a leak of a full uniform and now the Color Rush helmet. Somebody texted this earlier, Seth, and said, I think people are just getting annoyed with the leaks in general. The slow rollout has just been weird, in my opinion. But keep in mind, there's been two leaks and the Texans haven't been behind either of them. they've leaned into them after they've happened.
Right, right.
But they
right,
haven't
yeah.
been the re- they haven't been the one. They didn't. They weren't the ones leaking an awful picture of a regular civilian model wearing a uniform in a warehouse.
If there's one thing about it that they've done that's been good, that's been, I think, almost objectively good, is that I feel like they've responded to the leaks with a lot of fun and they've played along with it. You know, they haven't like gotten psychotic about it or something that we know of. You know, I don't know. They haven't sent anybody off to Siberia publicly, and I think that part of it's just what's changed. So like you're. Like any uniform reveal, some people are going to love it, some people are going to hate it. I personally, like, honestly, I'm kind of like Nick said yesterday. I'm not the guy to. I'm wearing an Under Armour, a 3-year-old blue Under Armour t-shirt right now. Yeah. That's how much I know about uniforms.
I have on my Roman Reigns Levels Above t-shirt that I bought along with my championship belt. Yeah.
So people are going to like it and some people are going to hate it. I think the way that they've responded is kind of like the Texans have learned how to use social media and connect with the younger fans. A lot more like a lot of modern NFL pro teams.
Yes.
Now. You know, like there's got to be a certain irreverence about it. And I think that's one of the biggest changes that Cal and Hannah have really played along with a lot of stuff that I don't think that they probably would have the last few years.
Yep.
Or they started doing it a year or two ago, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, they'll be in studio on Tuesday during In the Loop. They're coming up here at 11 o'clock the day of the uniform drop. I believe they dropped the uniforms on social media that morning, so they'll be in here shortly after that and then the party on Tuesday night, and then the draft party on Friday. Speaking of Caserio, this is the audio Seth was talking about. They asked Nick, very last question of the press conference. So, what do you think of the uniforms?
I don't think I've sort of seen them. So, I would say I'm probably not the person to talk about relative to fashion. You guys have seen how I dress. So, but no, I think it's great for the fans. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of other people that have talked about the uniforms. I'll let them kind of handle it. So, I mean, I'm more worried about how well they play than how well they look on a field. So, but I'm sure you guys can have some fun with that next week. So, all right, thanks.
Thanks. And then he walks out. That was the last question. He didn't walk out because he got asked about the uniforms. Yeah.
The two questions he seemed least interested in, honestly, and maybe it was because he knew he was at the end of the press conference, was that one. And the previous question was on Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
And man, it was a whole lot of. You know, after a lot of answers where Nick went on and gave you about 1,000 words or so, it was pretty just we'll see. You know, we'll see how he looks. We'll see if he's healthy. We see if he all like all
that's
that.
That's the right answer, by the way. Yeah, you know, like that's for Kenyon. That's the right answer.
So, I know they're experimenting with different fonts and everything, and I kind of like the old gothic look about it. And a lot of it within uniforms always just comes down to, what have you accomplished in those uniforms?
Yes.
You know, are you going to the Super Bowl in that uniform? I guarantee you people are going to love that uniform if you can go and win a Super Bowl in that uniform. That's why, like, at various times, the Browns uniform is either the most hideous or the coolest uniform ever.
That's, you know what? Exactly. That's, yeah, like, when they're actually, on the rare occasion they're good, they're like, yeah, look at them in that brown and the orange.
Classic brown and orange.
Dirt, it's grit. You know, that's, you know
Penn
what that
State
is?
Penn State might be a better example.
Penn State's a good example, but, like, the Browns, when they're good, like, the brown and the orange, like, that's grit. And when they're not good, it's like, that's poop. Look at this poop.
It's disgusting. Like, you actually call yourself the Browns?
Right. You're right, with orange helmet. Yeah. All right, Astros.
That elf actually kind of almost.
Brownie?
You know, when they went on that little run there at the end of the season, I can kind of get with this elf. All right.
Yeah. You know what? Brownie and Flacco, the heroes that we need. Yeah.
The elf can come to the cookout. That's what I said. He's invited to the cookout.
The Astros are back at it tonight. They were off yesterday, so that was good. They didn't lose yesterday. We like that.
Baby.
Yeah. Still 6-14.
22 pitchers. I don't care. About to be 23 with Verlander today.
That's true. It is about to be 23.
Your 23rd. This is 23andMe. Sorry, but they should have done an advertisement with 23andMe.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how I feel today as an Astros fan. Justin Verlander, 23rd pitcher to pitch for the Astros this season.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Verlander tonight, man. This is it's an intriguing game tonight in Washington. This is, thankfully, a bit of a step down in weight class compared to who they've been playing of late. But this is, it's game 21 of 162-game season. But I feel like if we're kind of assigning importance to games here, this is among the more important early season games in April here, right?
You know what I'm going to do too, Sean?
Yeah.
During the game 2 days ago, the afternoon game, when Altuve, like everybody always expects, was a base running master.
Yeah.
Like, he could have put on a master's class on base running, stealing, heads up. He almost, at one point, he wasn't sure whether to go to third on a hit. He stuttered a little bit.
And went.
You see, they close in on him. You're like, well, surely he's about to be tagged out.
Yeah, we've
like,
seen this before, yeah.
Masterful base running. I thought, nope, this is when the season begins.
Yeah.
This is when everything turns.
Yeah.
And then you get to the eighth inning, and Presley gives up to two. Abreu gets beaned by a hard
okay.
hit.
Like, maybe not quite though. Yet. All right.
It wasn't quite the beginning, but I will say, after the show yesterday, I went and looked at the different angle of Abreu fielding that ball. And, man, that was a nasty bounce.
It was a nasty bounce.
I mean, it was not nearly as bad as I had just like leapt to and latched onto. I feel like it
hit like a 45 degree angle, right? Like right.
It was a quick array, and you know, like you could point out that okay, if you're playing it classically by, you know, get behind it and square up, then maybe it wouldn't have caromed off out of control, but. That wasn't like awful technique by MLB standards, given that they got to get to the base.
No,
I was okay with it.
Yeah. It was a lesson in him not having the benefit of the doubt, is what that was.
That was a lesson.
Had to be Abreu's fault. Yeah,
same as way the day before when Pena had an error. We still blamed Abreu.
That's right. Jump off the. Make up your mind, man. Stay on the bag or jump off the bag. Do one or the other. Don't stand there like, in between. Yeah.
React to things that are your teammates' fault better and more quickly, damn it.
Precisely. All right, NBA tonight, final play-in games for the eighth seed. Sacramento at New Orleans, Chicago at Miami. The big stories in these two games, no Zion Williamson for New Orleans, no Jimmy Butler for Miami. So the two teams, Seth, that are at home, the two true eight seeds, the ones that are the eighth seed going into the play-in, playing at home here, trying to get into the postseason, they are going to be both operating without their best players tonight. So
this is when the NBA season begins for me, Sean.
The last day of the play-in.
The non-Rockets NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
I made it through this entire season without watching a single non-Rockets game. It wasn't something I was aiming for.
Set out to do
until about February, and I was like, "Wait a second, I think I can do this thing.
I can watch no."
Kind of like when you just say, you know, like you hear these stories about people running a marathon, and like all of a sudden they realize, like, "Hey, whoa, wait a second,
yeah,
I'm pretty far out in front here. Yeah,
I might win." Like,
and I persevered. There's a lot of like, frankly. I watched NFL films at times, old games and everything, when I could have been watching a non-Rockets
NBA
game.
Good for you.
But I refused because I'm disciplined.
Yeah, good for you. This weekend coming up where they've got four playoff games on Saturday and four on Sunday, it's a very underrated weekend to me. I kind of like that, just settle in and watch some playoff basketball. So
that'll
be this weekend. All right, those are your headlines. We'll get to more of them a little later on at 8 o'clock. We do the 8 at 8. In the meantime, we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Nick Caserio pointed something out about this team yesterday that had me feeling really, really good about where the Texans are right now. You will hear it coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.